Jekka News, you need to know now.
Pretoria 23, Johannesburg 22, Sanin 25. Vier vrouens is dood en meer as 50 ander mense is beseer in 'n busongeluk laat gisteraand op die R81 pad in die Mopane distrik. Die Limpopo Departement van Vervoer en Gemeenskapsveiligheid sê voorlopig ondersoeke dui aan dat die bestuurder beheer verloor het van die voertuig. Woordvoerder Tidimalo Chwene sê die LIR sal vannag besoek aflê by die beseerdes.
8 passengers sustained serious to moderate injuries, while 45 others, including the bus driver, suffered minor injuries. All the injured were taken to Gapane, Mankweng, and Van Velden hospitals. As a department, we send our heartfelt condolences to the bereaved families.
Die EFF-leier Julius Malema het die uitbuiting van vroue in die werkplek vir al huishoudelike werkers veroordeel. Malema het gister tydens 'n EFF-vrouedag saamtrek in Sekunda Mpumalanga die beskerming van vroue in alle sektore beklemtoon. Hy dring aan dat mans geweld teen vroue moet staak en beklemtoon respek, ondersteuning en ekonomiese bemagtiging as noodsaaklik vir geslagsgelykheid.
We must make sure that we protect our women in every space we occupy. No man should lay a hand on a woman. We must respect them. We must provide for them. We cannot continue to have a situation where the women who are unemployed are more than men.
Die Gautengse polisie sê al sy hulpbronne is ontplooi om Jabulani Moyo op te spoor, wat na bewering die afgelope Vrydag twee speurders in Roodepoort doodgeskiet het. Moyo is glo gewapen met 'n gesteelde polisie vuurwapen. Nasionale polisiewoordvoerder Atlena Mate sê 'n multidisciplinêre span insluitend die Vake ondersteun die ondersoek die voorval.
Moyo must be stopped in his tracks and he can only be prevented from committing further crimes if the community cooperates with the police by providing us with information on his whereabouts. Moyo is a dangerous criminal and we are also warning him to hand himself over to his nearest police station.
En duisende mense het in die strate in gevaar in Tel Aviv, Israel, met die boodskap om die oorlog in Gaza stop te sit. Dit kom 'n dag nadat die land se regering beloof het om Gaza stad te beset en die oorlog uit te brei. Wêreldwyd word daar beroep gedoen om 'n skietstilstand ooreenkoms te bereik, terwyl menseregte organisasies waarsku van 'n mensgemaakte hongersnood in die Gaza-strook. Meer op jackrandfm.com, klik op news. Ek is Emil Pinar, a top story this hour, 4 people died and several others injured in Limpopo bus crash.
Emil, quick one. We're going to talk about this in the next half an hour or so, but what do you think of the idea of buying a citizenship in another country? Not necessarily because you want to immigrate and go and live there, but if you had the money, there are countries that will sell you their passport and their citizenship. And there's a new trend of people buying passports just for travel purposes, right? So because obviously we know our passport, I call it the Green Mamba. It's not the strongest out there. If you had the money, would you buy citizenship just for travel?
I don't know. You know what? I think the argument is being made that it's for travel purposes, but I feel like at the end of the day, it's going to be used for tax purposes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I feel like everybody needs to pay their fair share.
Listen, it would be nice to fly to New York or to London and not have to go and queue at these embassies to go and get a visa.
From now on, I mean, it will be almost unaffordable to go to the US because of the
in the
new,
first place
for the price of a visa. I mean,
I know. I did a visa for the UK last year, and it was like 5,000 rand all in all. Once it was all said and done. Anyway, okay. If you're interested in that, that's coming up in the next 20 minutes. But first, more music you love. Happy Sunday, everyone.
Jacaranda FM plays more. Music you love. I got you.